Speaking at the start of a two-day oil and power conference in Juba, First Vice President Riek Machar says the international community should support South Sudan by allowing investors fewer restrictions so the government can up its oil production to generate more economic development.
Since peace was signed, we now have some kilometers of asphalted road from the capital, both going north and the eastern side of the river, the Nile River, going to Bor. It will continue up to Rank and link up with Sudan. The other is in the west, going Rumbe, Wau. It will also link up with Sudan and would also link with Central Africa. We could not have done this without making use of the oil that God has given us. So in a short time now, we are building highways. And some of these gentlemen and ladies, if they decide to invest in the oil sector, and we increase our production to 2 million magically.
South Sudan Petroleum Minister Port Kang Chol says the U.S. imposed sanctions on individuals operating in South Sudan's oil sector hinder investment and prevent the country from harnessing its natural resources on behalf of its people.
The future of this country does not belong to those of us who are on this stage. The future of this country belongs to those children who are playing football on the streets. And their future cannot be punished because of our own mistakes. And I've been telling those who sanction us over and over again that when you continue to sanction us, and you are not only helping us on how to solve our internal crisis, you will not be helping the situation. You will be like somebody, because currently the world is taking care of our refugees. The world is taking care of our people who are in the IDP camps. If we are helped on how to bring peace and a permanent peace to the Republic of South Sudan, this government will be responsible for its own citizens.
In March 2018, the United States imposed sanctions on 15 South Sudanese oil operators, whom the U.S. called corrupt officials actors. The sanctions were aimed at increasing pressure on President Salva Kiir to end the country's conflict and humanitarian crisis. The U.S. Department of State said the companies and governmental bodies would need to obtain special licenses to do business in the United States in the future. The State Department said the South Sudanese government and its corrupt actors use oil-related revenue to, quote, purchase weapons and fund irregular militias that undermine the peace, security, and stability of South Sudan, end quote. The list includes Dar Petroleum Operating Company, an oil and gas consortium led by China, and the National Petroleum Corporation, and Malaysia's state-run oil and gas firm Petronas, the two largest oil firms operating in South Sudan. The restrictions also cover oil distributor Nyakek & Sons, Greater Pioneer Operating, Juba Petrotech Technical Services, Nigeria's Oranto Petroleum, and Sud Petroleum Operating. A U.S. Department of Commerce document published shortly after the State Department announced the sanctions said the groups on the list were involved in activities that are contrary to the foreign policy interests of the United States. Speaking at the same conference, N.J. Ayuk, Executive Chairman of the African Energy Chamber, also urged the United States to lift its sanctions.
Coming into markets like South Sudan and across the region, it's a big issue. And I hope that in the next 2 days we address those issues and find sustainable ways to get creative financing on how we move and we move this industry forward. But we can't move this industry without tapping on some of the sensitive issues. Issues around governance that we all are dealing with. But also issues around sanctions. I might get in trouble for saying this, but I think it's time to end the sanctions in South Sudan. The industry. It's crippling the economy.
Aside from local officials, regional energy ministers and global oil executives from Europe and the Arab world are also attending the Juba conference. where officials and executives are expected to network and dialogue. The South Sudan Oil and Power 2020 conference consolidates the country's position as a hub for petroleum industry services and exploration in the country and across the region. Its strategic location makes South Sudan an ideal partner for emerging producers in Uganda, Kenya, Somalia, and Tanzania. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng in Juba.